Thank you. Thank you for bringing yourselves here. I know it takes a lot of energy to come out of the house on the Saturday when you could be snuggled in and having your warm coffee and all of that. But this is a very important thing to do for our lives, and I look forward to it, actually. I look forward to sitting with you and during the times of quiet, being a yogi myself. So this morning I'd like to give some instructions about the attitude of mind that we can have as we do our practice together, and also ways that maybe we can, come on in, take a look at how we can do our practice in a way that really is onward leading for us. So people will still be coming in, but we'll, and I may chime in once in a while just to get them up to speed. So let's begin the practice by finding your posture, making all those little adjustments that help you be relaxed yet alert. There are several general points to make that will help you have an attitude of going into your practice that can be open, receptive, inclining towards what is most beneficial for you in your practice. So I'd like to go over a few points. You can just relax with your eyes closed, listening attentively, taking in and highlighting any areas that are important to you and areas that you have not seen so clearly. And also understanding that you're not really going to do everything perfectly. We're just human, and we're going to have limitations, and to be accepting of that, just that's the way it is. What's important is that we have a relaxed awareness, an investigation of what's happening in a very relaxed way. Yet we can be alert at the same time. So not so relaxed that we're being very casual about our practice, but relaxed meaning that there's a willingness and a softening of the mind and the heart to receive understandings that are coming from outside or that are coming from ourselves, that help us to really be aware, not just from the limited ways that we've learned to be aware, but maybe there are ways that we can open to that are different, and having that attitude that we're open to seeing what's new, what can help us in our practice. So observing and acknowledging in a relaxed, alert manner. And then with everything that comes up, if it's possible, having this allowance that this is the way it is for now. It's not always going to be this way. It always has been different in the past. Every moment's changing, and so with the future. So we're not making a cemented idea in our minds of this is the way it is, and it's going to be this way forever. So keep in mind the changing nature of everything. At the same time, acknowledging the present conditions. So So be careful about expectations, about agendas, anticipations. They will come up. But the thing is that they can be noticed clearly. And once they're noticed, they lose their power. They can weaken. They may still be there, of course, and pop up again and again. But just being honest with, oh, this is the agenda that I have. This is the expectation, or I'm anticipating something, whether it's pleasant or unpleasant. See if you can open to everything that happens with an attitude of, this is the inner environment, this is the outer environment. There's something sometimes in us that's trying to make it all be perfect, and it's pretty much the opposite of that. It's all just as it is, changing, and that's kind of the perfection of allowing it to be imperfect. It's going to be noisy sometimes. There are building noises and people coming in and out and coughing and things like that. Our job is just to be aware of what it is on the outside and what our relationship to that is on the inside. And I'll give more clarity about that as we go along. So whatever we encounter, whether it's the changing conditions in the environment, noise, temperature, smells, etc., just noticing that as that, hearing, smelling, seeing, and then also not forgetting to notice the inner environment in relationship to the outer environment. Maybe there's aversion. Oh, maybe there's a, oh, this is really nice. Kind of pleasant feelings, unpleasant feelings. Just noticing them. That's our practice here. So there's this willingness to open and to accept, and not just to tolerate, but really just relax into the inner and outer environment. Not to be indulgent, whether it's pleasant, or resistant, whether it's unpleasant. But also notice those attitudes. So in this way, when we have the right attitude, or an attitude that's really serving our practice, various attitudes that really serve our practice, we're able to be more aware instead of living in a very confined place. So open, relaxed, the willingness to be with whatever comes up in the outer environment and the inner environment. This would be very helpful as a general way of going into our practice. So let's take a few moments of quietness so those words kind of dissolve and the meaning of those words can be absorbed. Whatever isn't absorbed, it's totally okay. Just breathing in and out. Being with some quiet experience in ourselves or in a more open attention. With the simple intention of may my heart and mind open to what is most beneficial and serving of awareness. And so to begin with, many of you find it helpful to begin with the body, really grounding the attention in a place of stabilization that's pretty apparent. The sensations that are arising and passing away in what we call body. So tuning into the whole body just sitting here. For some of you, it requires a more open attention, so do what you need to do. If it doesn't help to be with the body, choose what's best for you. Having a sense of just being here, present in this body. Mind and body together. You may need to start with finding that place in your body where you feel the breath most distinctly, clearly. Relaxing into that with clarity of really experiencing, feeling, sensing the breath as the belly rises and falls or the chest. We're sensing the whole body as it brings in a breath and lets go of a breath. However you're most accustomed to. Connecting with that place that stabilizes your mind. And can really sense with clarity that experience. And now when there's the right time for you, open the attention, or you may find it already open because the mind or awareness has connected with some other experience. It doesn't stay with the breath all the time. Remember that it isn't the point of the practice to be with the breath in the duration of our sitting, but to use it as a place of stabilization. Starting with it, maybe you need to come back to it once in a while. Open the attention at the right time for you to experience whatever else is being known. When I say being known, I'm talking about awareness there. So it may be called to hearing, like hearing my voice, hearing the ambient experiences of the room. It may be called to thinking, which happens a lot in practice. It's normal. And the third thing that usually happens when we begin to sit is attention is brought to body experiences. The various, maybe unpleasant, painful experiences that are in the body that we normally have because we have a body. So let it be normal for the attention to be called away to other experiences and to be fully present with that momentary experience of change in that particular area. See if you can also bring a relaxed recognition of whatever is happening. And allowing it to do its thing. A thought quickly arising, passing away. Sounds in their various tones, changing, thoughts coming and going. Mental states in relationship to sounds or thinking, pain in the body. Aversion, liking, attachment, calmness, anxiety. Whatever is most clear to you or obviously present, whether it's within or in the outer environment, allowing the mind to be flexible yet clear. Notice. If things come and go like a blur, let it be so. That's how it is. In the beginning, we just relax into the recognition of what's happening and allow. This is how it is right now. That's the kind of attitude we can bring to it without those particular words. This is just how it is right now. from time to time, refresh your attention. Sometimes the mind can go into dullness and we're not seeing it. See those moments as going into a bit of delusion. Just notice that. And then incline the mind to more brightness, clarity, moment to moment. When sounds occur, notice what the relationship of the mind is in relationship to that sound. It's a good opportunity. Bring that non-judgmental awareness to your own mind. Recognizing, allowing,